Good evening all, and welcome back to Kiss God Radio, right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Love is where it's at. I'm so glad that you chose to be a part of us on this special night, and I promise you that I won't waste your time, but I will stimulate your mind to think, to reflect, and to be renewed. So for the next 30 minutes, I want you to pull up a chair and take a seat and get ready for a transformational message with Pastor P. And I also want you to invite someone on tonight. Maybe they forgot, or maybe they don't know about LoveRadioNetwork.com. You see, if you know, then they should know. And when they know, soon the world will know about Kingdom International Single Session. So go ahead and share this moment that will last forever. We'll be right back with more of Kiss God Radio. LoveRadioNetwork.com is on the rise. We're touching thousands of lives, and I need you to help us to reach millions. So do me a favor, this evening, right now, I want you to download the Love Radio Network app tonight. Tonight, y'all, Love Radio Network app tonight. Download it. If you're not sure how, all you got to do is text the words Love Radio, L-U-V, Radio, 27126. Once again, I want you to text the words LUV radio to 27126. And you got the three dots on the top right of your cell screen and add it to your home page. Go ahead and do that. All right, once again, text the words LUV radio to 27126. Hit those three dots on the right, add it to your home page. Or if you're on the website, just scan the barcode. It's real simple. We got to do this together, y'all. All right? Hey, I got something to say. So let's pray. Father, I thank you right now for this time, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Help us tonight. Help us not to get off this platform the same way that we got on, but with more of you and less of ourselves. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, y'all. A wonderful, wonderful audience. Again, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And I want to go ahead and dive in to my message. Last week, we started with thirsty versus contentment. Thirsty versus contentment. So we want to continue in the area of content. We already understand the thirsty going after, got to have it kind of thing, desperate, I just can't be by myself, you know, again, I got to have it, I got to have him, got to have her, you know, and just, waiting for somebody's call, you know, got to go out. So we got that part. I want you to really understand the contentment part and how much of a gift it is to be single. So let's go ahead and dive into the scripture. So I want to give it to you and always have a foundation for you to stand on. Let's go to Philippians. I'm not saying that you are going to go, but write it down if you can. Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 11th verse to the 13th verse. Again, this is not Bible class, but it is just God. Here begins the reading of God's word. So note that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. Verse 13 says it all, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So far, the scripture. The word of the Lord has been spoken. The word of the Lord has been heard. I want to share with you a couple of things that I was going over as I was writing this message tonight and seeing which way I was going to go. And I ran across something that is by an unknown author. And it says, sometimes you have to stand alone to prove to others and yourself that you can still stand. Once again, sometimes you have to stand alone to prove to others and yourself that you can still stand. Unknown author. I think that's so powerful because we must understand that there's more to life than who we choose to love. And I really feel like I want to go a little, bit deeper than last week. The first thing that I want to share with you tonight is the richest soil for growth is cultivated when you're single. The richest soil for growth is cultivated when you are single. Oh, Pastor P, what are you saying tonight? When you're in a relationship, you're less motivated to examine the black box of what happened in your previous relationships. You're in something new now. You've ran away from the crash. You've moved on. The door has closed. So the chances of you fully processing and taking ownership of your part in the expiration of learning and growing and becoming a better version of yourself are now exponentially low, especially if you jumped into a new relationship like shortly after the old one, which basically most of us do. I'm not saying everybody does, but most people do. They jump from one directly into another. Okay, so listen, don't judge me. I'm just talking. If you're not one, then say, okay, cool. Is it 3 months? Is it 4 months? Is it a week? Is it a year? You know, but most people, you know, I've counseled a lot of singles in my days, and probably thousands now, and most of them have the same story. So this is where this is coming from. So I'm speaking from knowledge, and I'm speaking from experience. So, but this is why the growth soil that I just spoke about is so rich during the times between relationships. You have a limited amount of time to work on yourself and your life before you meet someone else. It doesn't mean you can't grow when you're in a relationship, but I need us to really face it. When you're in a relationship, you're building something with someone else. You're part of something else. So it's imperative to take advantage of the time you're unattached. So instead of searching for someone to be with, you must explore you. Now, you must explore your patterns. You must explore your definitions, how you love and why, your dreams, your vision. You see, you have to understand that the dent that you want to make in this world, that has to be determined right now, right now, right now. You must explore your relationship with yourself. You must be with yourself first. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? During this season, during this time, understanding your gift, you have to explore you, your patterns, your definitions, your whys. How do you love? What's going on with you? And again, the dent that you want to make in this world, you got to explore. And so my goal is really, my goal, you know, during the season with Kiss God, and I want you to tell people about this message. I want people who are single to hear this. And again, we have married couples on here. God bless you. And we do welcome you. Soon you will be having Kiss God for Marriages. Definitely. So that will be coming in the near future. The first thing that I want to share with you is this. I want to introduce you to you, because for many of you have never really met you. First thing that we have to understand. Let me go back to that. And I'm saying this because there was a time in my life that I lost me. I lost who I was. I didn't know me. I felt like I didn't have a name. And when I was introduced back to me, Paul Anthony Dean, I almost didn't recognize. I didn't even know. I'm saying, who are you? And God had to begin to show me who I really am, why I was doing what I was doing, and how was I going to get out of this place where I was lost, the abyss is what I called it. And sometimes we have to be reintroduced to ourselves. So first thing, we have to get rid of one of the greatest misconceptions about life. The idea that you can't be happy unless you are with someone. Now, once again, I've coached, mentored, spoken to thousands of singles over the years. And it's, I would say almost every single one of them believed that when I talked to them, when they came to me, that they couldn't be happy unless they found a partner, unless they were married, unless they had someone to come home to. Their singlehood meant that they were incomplete or defective. The devil is a liar. They felt, and many, you know which gender was really feeling that way was the women. And there was brothers that felt that way too, but mainly the women felt less than. They believed there was something wrong with them. God, the truth is, would you please listen to me, The truth is, you don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. Sure, I get it. I get it. Listen, a relationship can bring you lots of joy. Yes, it can. And there's nothing wrong. Listen to me tonight. Listen to me, Pastor P. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be in a relationship. Because, you listen, we're all human, right? But a relationship is not required for you to be happy. It's not the only way to find joy in your life. Your happiness isn't contingent on loving someone else. It's not. It's just not. Your happiness is contingent on you knowing who you are. See, if you start to believe that your happiness is contingent on loving someone else, that's something that's been programmed into you by movies, by advertising, by social norms, by social media, by old blueprints. And the world has been waving this flag in your face from day one. From day one. Got to understand that there is something that you need to stop now. Look at yourself, empower yourself, because it's time to empower your singlehood. It's time to provide a better blueprint for you building happiness. It's time to shatter old definitions. It's time to literally smash that loud internal ticking clock. Time to scrap away the shoulds and rip down those bitter places. It's time. Those old paintings that's in your mind. You know, you gotta kick a hole in it. And finally, let that Superman come out. Let that Superwoman come out. That you deserve. This is who you are. This is who you are. And anyone who believes they are less than or defective because they haven't found the one or true love, you're missing life. You're missing the gift that the giver has given you. Anyone who is sick and tired of swiping and being catfished, being ghosted on. Those you got to understand. You know, you don't want to live a double standard. You want to live a life that is real. You don't want to keep dealing with one night stands. You don't want to be dealing with people that you don't know. You don't know where they are, where they come from, because you're thirsty, because you're after it, because you want sex, because you want somebody to hold you at night. And therefore, you can't be happy if you don't have that. Are you with me? You don't have to continue to feel hopeless, lonely, frustrated. Only reason why you are feeling hopeless and lonely and frustrated because you're single is because you don't know who you are and because you don't understand the gift of singleness. I want you to grow into yourself. I don't want you to grow apart from yourself, because let me say this to you, and I'll deal with it later, but I am going to say it. The in love has turned to in lost, and neither of the in love and the in loss is helping anybody to know themselves anymore. Because soon as you think that this is it, you feel lost again. As soon as you think you got it, it's out of control. And this is what I'm saying. We begin to lose ourselves even when we feel that we're in love. And there's a lot of finger pointing. So in sex, God, I got a whole... I got a whole session for that. Trust me on this one. Because that right there just gets us lost in another place, zenith somewhere. And that's why we have to know who are we walking with, talking with? Who's sleeping in my bed? And why are you here? I don't even know you. I don't even know your name. What is it? So these kind of things happen. Don't act like you don't know it. If you want to click this off right now, you just might be the one because you don't want to hear this. But it's time for you to listen. It is time for you to listen, because I realize that we could, you know, be so smart that. You know what I want to say. We could be so smart, so educated, several degrees, and we're still jacked up, folks, on the inside. What in the world? There's no wisdom. I'm telling you, y'all, I'm talking to you from experience. And we don't want to lose touch with God. We don't want to lose touch with ourselves. We start... To fight, we start to become, you know, we begin to lose sleep at night. Because, you know, let me say this to you. Over the last couple of weeks and months, I've been talking to people. A lot of people get into a relationship to fix somebody. You're not here to fix anybody. You can't fix yourself. You're talking about fixing somebody. It's not about changing anyone or fixing a man or fixing a woman. You don't have no control over that. And now you're getting more frustrated because you're not fixing what you can't fix. You have no energy for that. It's about starting with you. Because here's the thing. Singlehood isn't just about being single. Singlehood is about being a whole person. Are you with what I just said? I'm going to say it again. It's not about changing anyone. It's not about fixing anyone. You have no more energy for that. It's about starting with you, my brother, my sister. Because, again, singlehood isn't just about being single. Singlehood is about being a whole person, even when you're in a relationship, especially when you're in a relationship. Because singlehood is about not defining yourself by or being dependent on a relationship. It's not. It's about having a healthy relationship with you, yourself, first. This is what Kiss God is all about. Learning how to love God, learning how to love yourself, and learning how to love others the right way. It's about having a good relationship with you. But many of us lose ourselves in relationships. I just told you that I lost me. Many of times I was doing things and I was like, what in the world are you doing? Why are you here? Don't you know who you are? And the Apostle Paul made it very clear. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. The good that I would do, I don't do. The evil that I shouldn't be doing, I find myself doing it. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? The Apostle Paul said that in the book of Romans, the seventh chapter. He said, there's no good thing that is in within me. There's no good thing where sin does abound. He was talking about how grace does much more abound. He said, when he wants to do good, sin is always present. Talking about fighting this. Fighting you. Man, I got so much to say. Let me tell you something. We become a smaller part of a whole, consumed by something greater. And the relationship with yourself is so important. Not with a partner. Not with a mate. I don't even like saying that word, partner, whatever. When we enter into a relationship, we want to know who we are first. Are you with me? So I want you to stay with me. I want to repeat something. I want you to understand that singlehood isn't just about being single. Singlehood is about being a whole person. Are you with me? I want you to join me next week, y'all, because my time is up, and I thank you for yours. This is Pastor P, and I thank you for being with me. I get so moved right now. I got so much I want to share. I mean, personal things and just trying to help you to become a better you, because I became a better me. I had to go through, but I became. So join me next week on loveradionetwork.com. Be with us, and I'm telling you, we're going to go higher. Take some notes. Invite other people to join us, all right? Hey, listen, y'all. Just, man, I love you, and I'm praying for you every day. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, take me to the bridge.